This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. In rural Collin County, three people died during Saturday's tornado. Part of the destruction happened in Coatville, east of Lavon Lake. One elderly couple made it out alive, even though their home was totaled. Joyce and Walker Mills have lived in their brick home for nearly 30 years. They say they've never experienced anything quite like Saturday's storm.
I was sitting in the den, and Walker had just gone to his bedroom to lie down to rest a while. And I was watching the weather, and I had heard that it was going to be bad here, but I was just sitting in the lounge chair in the den, and all of a sudden, I mean, it just
knocked me from out of bed.
The couple, who've been married 26 years, suffered only a few scratches.
Oh, it sounded like a whole big gush of wind. I mean, it's just roaring, yes. Wind, just roaring.
There was no time to react and no tornado siren. It happened really quickly, Joyce says. 15, 20 seconds, maybe.
Glass started flying. The lights went out. It was dark. It was the most frightening thing I've been through, and I'm 84 years old.
I've been through storms before.
I haven't been through a storm like that before, and it was really frightening. I mean, I just put my hands over my face and started praying.
Walker and Joyce were found by his son Gary and three Collin County deputies. Gary and his wife live next door. The Walker's roof caved in, and for now, the couple is staying with Joyce's sister in Lavon. Stella Chavez, KERA News.